This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 356 for Tuesday, April 20th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Tuesday, hitting fresh contract highs once again. Canola up by 10 to the $30 daily limit. The nearby May contract, it's up 30 at $862.30 per ton. New crop November up $12.90 at $673.50. Bullish technical signals had fund traders adding to their long positions, with end users also getting in on the buy side as they look to book some coverage before prices go higher still. Tight old crop supplies and dryness concerns for the new crop remained supportive from a fundamental standpoint. A rally in the Chicago soy complex and a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar today were also supportive. Selling pressure on the other side was only coming forward on a scale-up basis as farmers watched the market move higher. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures were all stronger. Soybeans up 22 cents in the May contract at $14.72 per bushel, as tight old crop supplies remained supportive. The U.S. soybean crop was 3% seeded as of this past Sunday. That's in line with trade expectations. Forecast calling for cold temperatures and a winter storm across a large section of the U.S. Midwest over the next few days could lead to some intended corn area going into soybeans instead, and that did temper the advances somewhat. Corn, it is higher today, up 14 cents in the May contract at $6.06 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales of 114,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning. The U.S. corn crop was 8% seeded in the latest weekly report. That's slightly below trade guesses, but in line with the five-year average. Cold Midwestern temperatures were supportive, as that weather will slow emergence and could cut into the yield prospects, although there is still a long growing season ahead. Wheat futures are up across the board as the fund money driving soybeans and corn higher also spilled into wheat. Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 cents in the May contract at $6.69 per bushel. Kansas City up 8 cents in May at $6.20 per bushel. And Chicago up 7 cents in the May wheat contract at $6.59 per bushel. Cold U.S. temperatures and dryness in the North American spring wheat areas underpinned wheat today. The U.S. winter wheat crop was rated 53% good to excellent. That's steady on the week, but 4 points off last year's level at this time. Spring wheat in the U.S. was 19% seeded. That's up from the 12% average. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 20th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.